Farage urges Trump to keep up the fight, highlights fraud in UK postal voting. By Kurt Zindelka on November 7, 2020. The leader of the Brexit movement, Nigel Farage, said that President Donald Trump should keep up the fight and challenge any mail-in ballot improprieties, saying the postal voting system is fraught with fraud in the United Kingdom. Mr. Farage said that he knows the president well enough to understand that losing is not in his vocabulary, and claimed that if allegations of fraud and irregularities are not investigated, then Trump supporters will not accept the election as legitimate. In states like Wisconsin, there are counties with suspiciously high turnouts of over 90%. Questions have further been raised as a result of large ballot paper dumps taking place after the polls closed in several states, Farage claimed in Newsweek. The veteran political campaigner compared the newly introduced mail-in voting system in the U.S. to the postal voting on-demand system that implemented by former British Prime Minister Tony Blair around 20 years ago. As with so many things involving Blair, it has been disastrous. In the early years, no proof of identity was even required to vote in this way. This ridiculous system has contaminated British politics, he alleged. The leader of the new anti-lockdown reform party, formerly the Brexit Party, pointed to the Peterborough by-election in 2019, in which a convicted electoral fraudster was seen at the poll stations wearing a Labour Party rosette. When members of the Brexit Party knocked on doors in the centre of Peterborough, initially people were happy to talk to us about their blank ballot papers having been collected. When we returned, no doors would open to us, he claimed. Other examples of voter fraud in the postal system have been recorded in Tower Hamlets, Birmingham, and Bradford. A 2016 government report into the practice found that it is open to fraud, undue influence, theft and tampering. To this I would add that left is much better than the right when it comes to cheating, Farage asserted. The longtime ally of the president took aim at the mainstream media for having incorrectly wrote off Trump's chances of winning and calling the president a bad loser. They are wrong to do this, he wrote, explaining, these are the same people, by the way, who refused to accept Trump's legitimacy in 2016 and have used every dishonest trick in the book to discredit him ever since. Yet Farage said that the onus will now be on Trump to produce lots of evidence of illegal conduct and voter fraud, saying that teams have already been deployed to the battleground states to launch legal challenges. I have no idea whether any of the legal challenges underway will succeed, but if Trump does produce overwhelming evidence of abuse, his 69 million fanatical followers will believe that Biden stole the election, he said. Mr. Farage concluded that should the tides turn against Trump, then he will only consider it a temporary setback, saying, he will also consider himself to be the victim of the establishment and he will launch the campaign for 2024 in the next few weeks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.